Welcome to the Love Local Chattanooga podcast, where we talk about all things you can love local about Chattanooga. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I'm joined by my co-host, the electric Brianna Garza.
Hey, hey, hey.
Each episode, we will get chatty about topics such as what to know about local events, culture, small business, and a little tea about what's happening in the city.
And guys, look, we know life is chaotic, and we hope this podcast is the easiest thing you do all day. We want this not only to be a fun resource for people, but something you can play in the background as an informative, entertaining way to relax.
This podcast is brought to you by Love Local Chattanooga, a collective of Chattanooga entrepreneurs who are committed to having the most fun, the best friends, and the best businesses in Chattanooga.
Make sure you guys follow us. Find out more about Love Local Chat at lovelocalchat.com. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, welcome, welcome. It's Dr. Chris Collins and Mackenzie Bergen back.
Hi.
And Brianna Garza is in Nashville. Shout out to Brianna Garza, having fun.
She's on her way back from Houston. It looked beautiful there.
I was looking at her Instagram stories and pretty jealous of all that party times. Summer party times early. We have a special guest today in the background, and actually two special guests, but one that we'll shout out. Alan Outlaw is here. Welcome, Alan.
Hey. Hello. Guys, thanks for having me.
Of course. If you don't know Alan Outlaw, he's a friendly face behind Fast Break Athletics, along with other friendly faces over there. I like popping into y'all's shop, especially since you guys got the new location over there off of Dallas, huh?
Yeah, Hamilton Avenue, 802 Hamilton Avenue. It's been a great spot for us, and you're a great supporter of our store, and Chattanooga has been a great supporter of our store. So we're happy to be there, and lucky, and grateful, and all the things.
Well, I really like the building. I think it's really beautiful.
Oh, it's so cool. Mm-hmm.
That building was a creamery back in the 50s.
What? No way.
It's called Cherokee Creamery. quick fact about the building, supermarkets, when they came into existence in the late 50s, early 60s, put local creameries out of business. So when you think about the ecosystem of small businesses and things like that, supermarkets took your local creamery right out of business. So a creamery would bring you your eggs or milk or whatever into your neighborhood. So where our business was that.
You know, now it's like the opposite. Like, you're a small business owner, right? And like, there are all these big box stores and Amazon and the internet, and you're like, no, I'm taking this back.
Yeah, we're taking it back.
Yeah, that's now cool. They got the cream of the crop.
That's right.
Running store in there.
Where's the dunch?
Plenty of dad jokes to go around. Also, crazy that you mentioned that about creameries going out of business due to grocery stores, because there was a farm that I used to help get to the farmer's market when I was in South Carolina that they wanted to sell raw milk and keep raw milk going. So they would have to lobby a lot for raw milk in certain areas. And you have to do that in Tennessee. The people who lobby against raw milk are not FDA people. They are grocery store companies. Right. And so because they're in direct competition with small farms, so small dairies, even that have really good practices around dairy practices, jumping through all these hoops, they have just these huge money publics, officials coming in and lobbying against small farms.
Right. I mean, that's the tale all the time, tobacco industry, and it's that way, the big guy versus the little guy, and it's very political. So, you got to do what you can for the little guy.
Which is why we're talking.
Literally what we do.
Love Local Chat, full circle. Well, awesome. I'm excited to get into the conversation, but I want to start with our temp check. We've had some funny temperatures in Chattanooga, but our temp check for those listeners who may be new to the podcast is, what are the highs and lows going on in your world in the city? So we usually kind of go round robin here. And for me, the big high has been actually getting out for some longer runs on a couple of sunny afternoons over in the Riverview area, because this whole podcast is dedicated to Fast Break and Chat Chase. But I'm prepping with my stroller and my two kids for the Chattanooga Chase, and have been thankful for a few moments and breaks in the rain. The low has probably been some of the rain, although I appreciate it. But it's been kind of whack. So
yeah.
What do you got going on, Mackenzie?
Well, my high is kind of a little bit of opposite. I
Love the rain.
No, I've been doing a lot of running in my life, and this has been a restful time for me, and I needed the rest. And, you know, life is shifting, and it's changing, and it's calling me to rest, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to try to enjoy it.
Nice.
And then the low, I don't know. I guess with all the shifts and changes, too, there's just a lot to process, and that's where I'm at. So in the rest, there's a lot going on in my head. We're working through it.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. What you think, Alan?
That's my turn.
Yeah. That's Alan good. Said, don't ask him anything negative right before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to know what this guy has to face.
That's right. No, that's, you know, life's pretty good. The springtime offers a lot of opportunities for youth running. So track and field is, it's a big time. And then we're coming up on the state meet for elementary, middle school, and high school. So that's a pretty positive time. This whole spring has been great, from elementary track meets that we've helped produce to middle and high school things, Fast Break Invitational, the elementary track series at Macaulay and GPS that we've been a part of. That's been a pretty big high. Because of the I think the response and the output from a lot of the youth in town, that there's not a lot of that going on, and, and we've had a chance to be part of that. So that's been a really big invigorating high for me personally in Fast Break. The low, I think, right now is how busy it gets in May.
Yeah.
And how stressed that makes people just in general, from kids graduating, last days of school, exams, trying to plan vacations, you know, all the things that can consume people. I feel like it can steal the joy out of cool things like the Chattanooga Chase that's coming up. So, you know, there's something that's been going on for 58 years, and, you know, people are busy, and they've got there's so many things going on in the world. In Chattanooga, as it grows, there's so many things going on in Chattanooga. So I think the busyness of things, if we can slow it down a little bit, that'd be great.
I think so, too. I think that, you know, one of the initiatives of Love Local Chat is to focus on the small town things as our city becomes bigger. And in some ways, our society, too, getting bigger, and I mean, maybe the word is more, there's so many more distractions right now, and some of the small town vibe is to, you might find yourself just hanging around in Coolidge Park on a blanket with literally, you know, no thoughts, or just watching clouds go by. But like,
did
so
that recently?
So few people, right? Yeah, just so few times I hear someone just being like, I did nothing over the weekend. You know, it's just a lot of go. And then you may miss out on something, too, that you're like, that would have been really fun. Or you didn't go, and you had you gone, it would have been really meaningful for yourself or your family.
I think, yeah, I think, like, maintaining that balance, I think that's kind of where I was. It was like I was doing so much that then you just can't maintain, and then you burn out, and then you have to rebuild and refill. And then it's like, if I could just maintain balance, maybe I would be able to, you know, pick and choose the things that actually are life-giving.
It's a good segue, actually, for me to talk about. I would love to share, because I don't know if you've heard, but my relationship with the Chattanooga Chase has been one. It was one of the first community events that I went to, and it so surprised me in the way that it had a lot of elements of what makes what I believe great Chattanooga events really great, is that it involves a lot of local businesses.
Yep.
You meet a lot of people. There's a culture of connection.
Yeah.
And almost a way of like, hey, what are you doing after this? Let's go over to the Daily Ration and grab a beer. And it's like, I've not met these people before, and we're like now about to go into doing brunch. That's where I met Greg Higgins. He's one of my long-term friends. Shout out to Greg. You're one of my boys. Yeah. But yeah, it's things like that that I think what makes Chattanooga really special, and where you can foster a lot of long-term friendships. But because it was so impactful to us as a new family in Chattanooga and a new business in town, I started putting it on the calendar every year. Then because it was on the calendar, I would train for it. So then I was like going out and spending a bunch of time the early part of my year running, and then taking care of my health. Mm-hmm. And it was helping me not neglect my health at a time when in early business, I could have just focused everything on the business and like not really gotten into fitness and all of that stuff. But being an advocate for health in my industry, you know, it like made personal time for me to think, listen to podcasts, and just there's tons of walks my wife and I had taken out there in the Riverview community that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for the Chattanooga Chase. So the impact, even just on a small scale, to your point, is huge if people take the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, similar to me, the impact that Chase had on me over the past, you know, 15 years, you know, I have a similar story. You know, I show up to a local road race trying to improve my fitness and improve my mental health. And, you know, you run the race one time and you fall in love with the landscape, the people,
right,
the Chattanooga Track Club. The race itself has gone on for over 58 years. So you're just part of a tree ring of you know, history that has ebbed and flowed. It's had its highs, it's had its lows, you know, and fortunately, you know, over the past 10 years, you know, we've had a lot of highs out there together, and there's been a lot of opportunity as now we've grown to, you know, more than, you know, 1,000 people out there with more than 1,000 spectators. It's vastly different than 10 to 15 years ago when there was 150 people with 7 spectators. So being able to connect, as you said, with you know, other businesses, other community members, maybe do something afterwards, community oriented, bringing your children out, introducing them to you know, other adults, you know, major dude kind of moments,
and healthy culture too. I mean, you get to see it firsthand out there.
Yeah. I hear you talk a lot about kind of the history of things, and before we hit record, we were talking about the history of the logo, and it sounds like this is something important to you, like the legacy of all of this. Yeah. Talk to us about that. Like, what does it mean to be a part of the legacy of Chattanooga Chase?
Oh, man, it is, it turned out to be one of the biggest honors that I get to do every year. 58 years of an event. It's the state's oldest road race. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
So the Chattanooga Track Club is one of the country's oldest track clubs. Wow. And about a year before the track club was formed, an interested body of runners got together and they did their first race. And actually, the first Chattanooga Chase wasn't in Riverview. It was off of Amicola Highway and back, but it was a 5-mile race. And then the track club was formed. And, you know, so the history of being the state's oldest road race. When we took the race over in 2015, there was a couple of choices, as I was told. We're going to let the race retire, like most races
end up doing, yes.
Right? Or you can kind of keep it going. So we were like, well, we've never directed a race. We don't know what that's like, you know, but can we do it our way? And the way that I know was working at Fast Break with Joey and Dick Dillard and a lot of the old timers that there. So we're also the state's oldest running specialty shop. So we've got, there's a lot of history in our store. So I hear stories, nostalgic stories day in and day out for years about how this race used to be that, or this person would come into town, or the great time we had, you know, communalizing after this race or before this race, or the group runs. And I think it just gave us the opportunity to bring some of that, you know, that back. And the very first year in 2016, we took the race from 150 folks the year before, I think it was, to well over 600 folks at Riverview Park. And it was electric. It was magical. There were things happening with kids and fast running and just things that hadn't happened in a long time. And it evoked this energy in me that was like, well, this is worth doing. So
I feel like the energy on race day is like the best part of race day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think for most races, I think if you can like genuinely give yourself a shot of just being there as a spectator at a big event like that, then you have a really good chance of like signing up for something later. Yeah.
We always say that. We say the toughest thing about any run or any race is just showing up.
Right.
It's getting out of bed, making the decision, you know, and it makes it a lot easier at first when you do it with friends.
For sure.
You know, it's like, hey, you know, Chris is going to be there. AJ is going to be there. I better show up. And then, you know, you may feel reluctant. You may not feel great. But, you know, very rarely have I ever done a run and said, you know what, I really wish I would have done that.
True. Truly.
Now you can talk yourself out of it.
I should have stayed in bed. Yeah. I've never thought that, actually.
I should have just rolled over for, no, it's never happened, not one time. But we can convince yourself that that's the case. And, showing up is the hardest thing.
Yeah. And I think, showing up in training is really where it's at. That's the hard part, right? Race day, you've got the adrenaline, you've got the people, you've got the food trucks, whatever else, the community that's going to be there. But if you can, figure out how to show up when people aren't asking you to, and you're just, putting pennies in the piggy bank, and then race day comes around, and it's just a celebration of what you've done for the past few months, and it feels dang good.
Yeah, I definitely, even this year, has probably been the least amount that I've trained, and I'm feeling it, but at the same time, I was looking at my splits yesterday because I went out and ran, and I was like, okay, the strategy this year may be different, because my kids are heavier every year.
That's right.
It's like either train more.
So you race with a stroller, right?
Yeah, every year. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, since my kids have been born, I have been doing that. Mm-hmm. And buddy, last year.
Are you going to put them on your back eventually? What's the plan?
Well, no, that would just so much chafing. Yeah, that would be a lot of chafing.
Do you have a product for that?
We have anti-chafing materials.
Usually it doesn't go on your shoulders, but I can use it anywhere, I guess.
It can. It's permitted anywhere.
So the other thing I want to mention is that this race is coming up, and there's still, you can sign up for it. It's on Memorial Day, and it starts at 8 a.m. You've already heard some of the history. 8 a.m., huh?
It's 9 a.m.
Starts at 9. Did it change this year?
Yeah, it did. Actually,
Clever.
It's actually listed on the website and and everything you signed up for already. It was there.
I do not look at instructions as well.
You just click the button. So last year we had some inclement weather that moved in, and we had to pull the race back 30 minutes. And it gave more people time to get to the event. So last year we had basically our second largest year all time with a thunderstorm. So we were like, we should
start offer people.
Push it back a little.
Push it back. So we pushed it back to 9 and 11. So the AK starts at 9, the mile starts at 11. I did want to mention our charity partners, Siskin Children's Institute. This is the extra mile for Siskin, which we're really pleased to bring those guys on as a partner again. There's a great collaboration with Riverview Park. I don't know if you've been over and seen the new playground.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So Hope
My Included. My kids love it.
It's great. There's an organization called Hope Included, who Hope McCoy passed away, and her family raised a tremendous amount of money to make a playground that is an inclusive playground for all. So it's a great tie, a great community tie between Siskin Children's Institute and Hope Included, and the playground is beautiful. Last year, the playground was under construction, so we had some obstacles to kind of.
Y'all had the big sand path.
We had the big sand path, and it was tricky. But this year, the playground is open. It is gorgeous. They did a really good job. We got new sponsors this year, New Blue Construction, who helped out with that piece. And the whole kids piece is great. The food and entertainment piece is great. The suffering, aka the race, is great. So all the way around, you get a little bit of something. You get art, entertainment, food, beverage, kids, suffering.
I have this picture of me from last year after the race, and I don't know how I was carrying everything. I had three drinks in my hand. I had a chicken biscuit. I had my water bottle, and it was hanging from my finger. I was just and my friend was like, how are you even going to sit down? And I was like, this is great.
Yeah, there are a lot of businesses you guys bring in. What are some examples?
Oh, wow.
Especially restaurants and drinks and things.
Yeah, restaurants. So Jason Bowers with the Bitter Alpine Deli Ration. He's been a partner for ever since the inception of the race. He helps provide some of the permitting and the catering. Public House, Il Primo, Rosecomb, they'll be there. There's a couple of food trucks, Mama Bear Burgers. This year, Brothers Bagel will be on site.
All right.
Throwing down
their popular new face around.
Yeah, they've been great. Josh over there is amazing. Dynamo Brew, Chattanooga Whiskey.
Yeah.
Clay at Dynamo is amazing.
Dynamo is so good, too.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite beer. We'll have some non-alcoholic options, too, from Untitled Art.
Shout out.
That's pretty good. And then, you know, we'll have face painting inside the park from Siskin, so all the kids will get painted up, get their war paint on for their things, and see what else.
It is so fun to watch them. I mean, they're like giving it everything.
It is amazing. And so the cool part about the mile is we run two heats of it, because number one, there's too many kids and too many participants to run one heat. You'll get trampled. So we busted into two heats. Mm-hmm. There's a family friendly heat that goes first. And in that family friendly heat, there's a lady named Lillian Ashley. She's 96 years old this year. She competes every year.
It's amazing. So no age limit on the one.
No, there's no age limit. Well, as long as you can't be pushed in a stroller. But,
we can't sign my kids up and say that they ran it.
Can't do that. Yeah. No. And then there's a second heat, which is a faster heat. It's a RRCA. It's a Roadrunners Club of America state championship mile.
Oh,
so,
nice.
For what that's worth, though, that brings in some competitive people.
Yeah. You guys, I guess in the past years, you've had some pretty fast runners coming in. Anybody you're really, I'm sure there's a lot, but any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I mean, in the mile race, there is there's a kid here in town. There's a couple kids here in town, but one in particular who actually works for Fast Break. He just graduated from Chattanooga Christian. He won the pin relays this year on a national level. He's going to Furman next year. His name is Zachary Youngblood. He'll come and run the mile. He's run a 405 mile before, so he's a fast kid.
That's fast. Yes.
And then on the 8K, there's the returning champion, Eli Kaczynski. He'll be back and then there's a couple of fast ladies coming. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. And then, but you know, that trickles all the way through the race. So you know, depending on the race that you're doing, you know, every race has its forte or its flavor. And we don't shy away from the top or the back.
I think that's great. Yeah. 'Cause it seems like it's accessible enough for any community event, but then you've got just some really serious athletes up front that are awesome to watch take off, and especially if you're a spectator and you're watching those guys book it, they're just clipping on the way through, and especially on the 1 mile, you know, to watch them do that circle, it's pretty spectacular.
Well, I wanted to note this about that. It's if you will watch if you will be at the finish line at the Chattanooga Chase, and you'll watch every competitor come back across the finish line, you'll see the same look in their face from the front to the back, and what that look is they are really intent on giving their best that day, and I think that is contagious through the race. So that's what's important about having a stacked front. It rolls all the way through the race, and it doesn't matter if you're a 50 minute, you know, or 60 minute or 90 minute, takes you that long to do it. You've given your best effort. That's the coolest thing I can say about the race, is everyone from the front to the back is giving their best effort. And that's really all you can ask for. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like business ownership, do you feel like that's part of kind of your ideal, is like waking up in the morning? What still excites you? Like giving your best effort?
Oh, well, we talk about that, you know, pretty frequently. We think about what's special about what we do, and do we know it every day? Do we embody it? Does our community know it? What's going to differentiate you from your competition? What's going to create competition? You know, because you think about what competition is. One of our employees likes to talk about the definition of what competition is, and it's striving together. So you take what's great about competition is you take two competitors or three competitors or whomever, and you're trying to push forward to improve one another. So
right.
I think for me, being competitive in business and in running or in life is less about ego and selfishness and more about improvement.
So many good parallels between running and life and business. When I was training for my first marathon, I remember a lot of the lessons were like, this is about running and this is not about running. It was like, it clicks and you're just like, okay, I'm learning so much about myself and my mind while I'm out here.
That's, I can't think of anything. I try to think of a better metaphor for life than running, and I just can't come up with come up with a better one.
Sure.
You know, it's pretty incredible, and that's kind of what keeps you coming back. And if you ever forget it, it's always there to kind of remind you. And memories of running, or memories of group runs, or things that you've done with other people, connection that you've made, even when you're sidelined or yeah. feeling blue, you can call those memories back up, and they're still pretty powerful for you even when you're not actually doing it. So you may not think, you said earlier, putting pennies in the piggy bank, you are doing that with it with everything, whether you know it or not.
Yeah,
so running is a good example.
Yeah, that's a great connecting line there. And something too that you said about in kind of the spirit of collaboration with competition, mm-hmm. one thing I love about what Chattanooga local businesses do well, and especially one like Fast Break, is pulling a mm-hmm. lot of people together to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And basically on the way that you phrased it, it's like you almost want your competitors to do well. One, because it helps push you, but two, because it helps the whole community be a part of this thing, you know? And so in some ways it's like, yeah, put your ego aside, come out, collaborate. And we certainly have like always felt you guys have been great about creating that collaborative culture in Chattanooga.
I think that's like true of Chattanooga in general.
That's
like
the Chattanooga way.
It really is. Yeah. It's like people are truly genuinely cheering you on.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, it's a really cool collaborative space.
Well, a lot of things to be excited about with the Chattanooga Chase coming up. I am also excited about this swag table that you assembled as you came in. So tell me, what you've got some props and things on the table today. What do we got over here in the background? Describe it for our listeners who can't see.
Yeah, we brought the race t-shirt. So years ago when we decided we were going to help with the race, we were like, you know what? The art and the history of the race is more important than littering up with a bunch of sponsors. So you'll notice that our sponsorship, there's none listed on the shirts. It's just about the art. So this particular year, it's a throwback to the late 80s, early 90s with a pedestrian-friendly logo. We've got the Birth of Run represented on this one. We do, from an award standpoint, we do top three in each age group, starting 10 and under, going all the way up to like 99, which is all the way through. So you get a cool pint glass.
Very cute.
It's pretty cool. We do, for the top overall winners in each age, in each division, which will be the overall winners, the Masters, Grandmasters, we do a limited edition print from our cool printer, local printer, Hourlick Printing. Leo Scarte does a one-off edition limited print. What else we have over there?
I like that gray hat. Is it gray?
It's gray.
Sweet.
Yeah,
we got some. I'm really bad with color association. I don't know what color that reddish corally something or another
is. Reddish corally.
Okay, cool.
So
I'm close.
We've got some branded Chattanooga Chase limited edition hats with some patches this year. So everything that we do from an award standpoint or a race swag is not something that we ordered off of Amazon. It's something that we've worked with a local artist. This year we worked with Alex DeHart on the logo. Typically it's Travis Knight who helps us with the camera and a few of the other things. So we try to collaborate with as many local businesses, artists, musicians that we possibly can. Food is a Verb. I wanted to shout that back out real quick.
Shout out.
They'll be there this year hosting the block party. So just all the fabulous work that that small businesses or community members that do contribute to Chattanooga's culture, we try to embody that through the Chase. I mean, there's lots of opportunity. I did want a special shout out and thanks to the city of Chattanooga, the police department. We're not able to do it without the infrastructure and the permitting department, and they're more than gracious to help us, put the race on.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it sounds like a big year for volunteers for you guys too.
Yeah, it's so funny. 10 years ago, I think we had 150 people in the race. This year, we have over 60 volunteers. So I mean, you got to have enough of that to kind of go around. So it speaks volumes to where we've come from, and hopefully it's a great way to bring in Memorial Day, to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, but more than that, to get people together, out from in front of their devices, out and do something healthy, showing their kids what something more looks like.
Love that.
Yeah, and full circle with a Memorial Day run to say, what is this all about? And it's about community and and our freedoms and mm-hmm. our chances to get to go out and do stuff like this. So, awesome conversation with Alan here. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you guys.
Podcast. You'll see us out there, me and Mackenzie and Andrea as well. I don't know if we can. Sometimes I'm literally trying to pry Brie out of bed with a text message.
She has come before.
And
we got a better chance now. It starts at 9, not 8.
That's right. It's true. Yeah. But we'll definitely be there. Something cool that the Love Local Chat crew will be doing is a bundle. We did one last year called The Perfect Picnic. Had a bunch of local prizes in it as well as a picnic cooler. This year we'll have another basket bundle, something or another.
Surprise.
What about the perfect run basket?
Yeah.
We could do the perfect sock, the perfect race, the perfect shoe.
Snap.
I bet Fast Break would definitely sponsor that.
The
perfect run package.
I love this idea.
Think about it. It's just,
just to throw that out there.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there.
I love it. Yeah, because we've been trying to get something together for it, because we've got a lot of businesses that want to be involved. And we're going to put all these giveaways and cards into local businesses. Yeah. So a perfect run basket would be great.
Let's make it competitive. If you got a better suggestion, other businesses, let's go.
Let's see.
Shots fired.
All right. Well, that gives me a lot to think about. Show up. We'll be giving away free pops from Local Juice at the specific chat table. And you'll see the Love Local chat giveaway there. And then Mackenzie will be there helping people with that. But come out, even if you're just a spectator, come support the local businesses. Cheer on the runners. They definitely need cheerleaders. And have a blast Memorial Day. Hope to see you then, bright and early at 9 a.m. Or earlier, especially if you signed up. The race starts at 9, yeah? So then that means show up early. And then make sure to check out Fast Break Athletics if you don't have plans to be there on Monday. See what they have to offer. You guys have such an amazing space and amazing staff there that's so easy to talk to and easy to get help. So thanks for showing up today, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, guys.
You guys keep supporting local and have a wonderful day.